Introduce the first of tonight's speakers is Nelly.
Hi, I'm Nelly, I'm an addict. I'm really nervous. I didn't actually know there were meetings this big, and I've got to be honest and say I'm really nervous. In some ways I feel like I shouldn't be. I went to stage school and I have sat in front of this many people telling stories and dancing and stuff, but it's always been with a mask, and I guess I'm good at lying. And when it comes to being honest, I find that it's quite an alien thing, and it's something that I've really had to do to get to where I am today. And I'm really grateful to be here. It was quite apt that I was asked to do this chair. I was just thinking where I was a year ago, and it's where I was a year ago that's brought me to where I am today. So this time last year, I had the gift of desperation. It's a year ago that I stopped using Class A's. I don't count my clean time until the 11th of November because I was on a script for 5 weeks. But this time last year, I was trying desperately to get a hit. My drug of choice at that point was speedballing, and it just wasn't working. And I was convincing myself that it must have been the quality of the drugs. And I basically got to the point where I just wanted to die, but I was too much of a coward to kill myself. And I asked one of my great friends who's sitting here today, like, help me, please, I'll do anything. And so that is really why I'm here today. I did the 1990, and just to kind of recap as to sort of how I got here, I actually came to my first meeting almost 7 years ago, and it's taken me that long to get what... just coming up to 11 months, because I wasn't interested, really. Thinking about it, I wasn't actually interested in myself. I didn't have any self-respect. I went to meetings because I felt I ought to, because I'm a mother, because 6.5 years ago I was frog-marched to a meeting with quite a bad heroin problem, but just, I was addicted. I was physically addicted, but I wasn't injecting or anything like that. And when I first came to a meeting, I just thought I wasn't that bad. I didn't listen. I looked at all the differences and not the similarities, and I didn't get it. And ultimately, I didn't stop using, and I thought like I could cut down and use different drugs. And I think a big part of why I couldn't stop is because, if I'm honest, I had some of the best times of my life on drugs. I had these moments of enlightenment, you know, like on the side of a mountain in India. I thought like I knew the answers to like life, and I, the sort of sad irony is in the 6 years that I struggled, and obviously I should have been at meetings, I ended up from thinking I was so spiritually alive and enlightened to ending up alone on my bathroom floor, spiritually dead. And it's sad, you know, that it took me so long to get it, because in that time I lost a lot. I hurt so many people. I hurt my family. I hurt friends. I hurt my daughter, and I hurt myself. But that's why the Serenity Prayer is great, because you accept what you can't change. And I went really to places that I never thought I would go, and I guess, like, you know, in a nutshell, I ended up, you know, just the sort of classic, like, shoplifter to mountain bike runner, drug dealer, being screamed at orders by two Africans, trying to, like, have hits in between. And eventually I ended up a prostitute, and I had my daughter taken away from me. This is last year. The year before I went to treatment, my using just got worse, and I sort of managed to manipulate every situation and just go through it, like pulling the wool over everyone's eyes and using my daughter's urine when they tested me. And then last year in March, I basically couldn't, I didn't have any veins left to get a hit, and I ended up breaking down in a walk-in clinic, and that's when the shit hit the fan, basically, and they called the school, and I went off to South Africa to treatment. And that was really the first time in my life that I've ever been sober, been clean, really because I was locked up in some ways. And I sort of got a taste of how life could be without using and how it could be like actually quite fun. When I came back from South Africa last year, this is kind of the sort of cunning and insidious disease that we have, is that my mind told me that I had all these problems and issues from my past and that I'd got rid of them like a sort of emotional rucksack, and I could be like my friends who use normally, and of course that didn't work. And what followed last summer was relapse, and I'd go away for the weekend, try and detox, relapse, and eventually last October they just didn't do anything anymore, and I just didn't understand. And I got so desperate that I decided, after calling my friend and saying, I will shave my head, I will cut my arms off, I will do anything, I cannot go on. I did 90 and 90, and in fact, I say that I actually did probably about 180, if not more. Some days I did 3 meetings. And I think, like, in that time, I got interested in wanting to have a better life. And like, you do 3 meetings a day, of course you're going to hear something, and I started to do all the things that were suggested, like sit with people after the meetings, and suddenly like I started to feel like connected to something, and to realize that I wasn't different or special, and that actually like there were people out there who felt exactly the same as me, and that really helped. And I got some service, and I mean, like, these days, I still go to, like, 3 or 4 meetings a week. I do service, and, like, I have these moments where I'm just, like, I can't actually believe that I didn't do this before. Like, what was I thinking? Like, my life today is so different than how it's ever been. I've got an amazing job. My boss trusts me, which is, like, really weird. I've got a really nice flat, and I have my daughter back in my life, and we have like a routine, and my family talks to me, and I just have these things because I live the principles of the program. I learned what gratitude was. I didn't ever know what gratitude was. Like, the only thing I ever could really be grateful for was, in the end of my using, was not getting nicked, was like not missing a vein, was like being able to have enough money to not get sick, and that was all I really knew about being grateful. And these days, what's really helped me get through like hard times, because I'm not saying it's been easy, and in the first 3 months I was like a shell of a person and like a rabbit in the headlights, and like even, I'm not even a year clean, I still have moments of like, I don't know who I am, or like, I don't really know how I feel about the situation. It's like, I feel like I'm like a child in some ways again, and I do understand why they say that thing of, that, you know, you stop growing emotionally when you start picking up, and that was like around 14. So, but I accept that this is the way it is, and like that acceptance, it's not just obviously around like that I'm an addict, but things in my life, I'm willing and I'm open-minded, and these kind of things I just didn't really have any concept of until I came into NA. I struggled with the whole higher power thing because I didn't believe in God, and someone pointed out to me that like when I was using, and I'd be like, God, please let me get this in, please let me not miss. Obviously I was praying to something, and I'll end on this. It's quite weird. About 6 months ago, I was lying in this room that I was renting because I've been living at my mum's, and I was with my daughter, and it was actually a room, like a studio. That was where we were, and we were like saying what we would really like to have in our life, and it was like, she was like, I want a swimming pool, and I want a rabbit, and it's like 6 months later, I was moving into a flat with a pool. Okay, it's not private, it's part of the complex. And I was on my way to pick up a rabbit, and it was actually a friend of mine's, and actually I'm really glad that it was only on loan because it was a pain in the ass. But it is definitely like, be careful what you wish for. And yesterday my boss was calling me and I was like freaking out all night, like I'm getting sacked, because that's just like where my head takes me. And actually he was giving me this amazing opportunity to go to the States to represent him there for 3 weeks. So I guess that is like the sort of addict head of like, you know, not believing in myself. But this thing that I've started, you know, and I go to meetings, it's like this little seed's been planted in me, and it's like the beginning of having some self-respect that I never had. And really, like, I owe my life to everyone in here in these meetings. And yeah, the only thing that I freaked out about going away is like how I'm going to get to meetings. And someone was like, Nelly, there are meetings all over the States. So yeah, I used drugs in some ways to feel connected to some kind of spirituality, which was fake. It was fabricated, synthetic. It wasn't real. And I have moments now where I hear a chair or I hear someone share something, and I swear to God, I feel like high when I feel connected from that. And it's not, it's just a connection. I say high because that's all I can really relate to, and this is an NA meeting. But yeah, thank you for asking me. Thanks.